And welcome to another episode of Jambalaya. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
And thank you for getting yourself just a big old spoonful of information. All this sweet, sweet, sweet talk that we're about to throw at you right now. Mm. What are we talking about today, guys?
Meatballs.
What? Really? Oh, okay. We're talking about meatballs.
And that's the end of the show.
Goodbye, everybody.
I'm walking out because all of those things seem incredibly uninteresting.
Now, okay. Some people make their meatballs with like a combination of veal,
all right,
beef, and pork.
This is what we're doing.
Breadcrumbs.
Okay.
And Parmesan. Yes. I like that method.
But you're not Italian.
Yeah. So how dare you?
How fucking dare you make meatballs?
I'm not Italian. You're right.
You fucking racist cultural appropriator.
I'm just going to
how dare you, you white, cisgendered, Christian male. I'm sorry.
Should I not have worn this headdress and war paint today?
Well, now that you mention it, I did notice it before, but now I'm offended.
I was going to say.
Now I'm very offended.
I didn't even think about it before, but I do find it in poor taste now that you have claimed it as such, and now that I've taken notice of it, I really need you to change everything about yourself.
You did make the meatballs okay.
Also, so I need you to issue an apology to all of the offended parties.
I should do that. No, cultural appropriation.
Oh,
cultural appropriation.
Is it a thing? Sometimes.
I mean, yeah, you know what? That's the big thing. Somebody dressing up like a Native American, like at Halloween. Dude, fuck, get out of here, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
So, mascots.
Wait, what if you're a
mascot?
Wait, what if you're a sexy Pocahontas?
Sexy Pocahontas? Oh. Probably not.
I like how we all just passed right there. Like, you know, it's still not okay. But
let me loosen my tie a little bit.
What about a sexy John Smith?
A sexy John Smith?
Is it a woman? Be a white guy?
Nope. It's a man.
You can't pretend to be a white guy.
Are you guys trying to say men can't be sexy? You sexy, you sexist motherfuckers? Is that what you're trying to say?
I was just at Chippendales earlier working my other job.
This tune just got finished watching Magic Mike, but
I've never seen that movie.
You know,
you're missing out.
I rented that. I watched it, and you know, not a whole lot of magic going on in there.
You know, that made me think of something. I was tricked once. It's not the same movie, but I was tricked into renting Brokeback Mountain by my roommate in college because there was a red box downstairs at the door, and he was like, "Oh, we were in a movie. You go down there and pick it up."
Did it make you feel feelings?
No, I was just like, what? I wanted to watch that movie because it's supposed to be good.
Did it awaken something in you?
No.
And by awaken, I mean, do you now like to touch other men?
No, I just really like camping.
He likes cowboy culture.
I do.
He likes raisin and rope and broncos.
And assless chaps.
Are the Broncos wearing assless chaps?
The Broncos are what the chaps are made of, so yeah.
Oh.
So no sexy Pocahontases? Okay, that's fair.
Probably for consistency.
That's 100% fair. All right. But I guess I'm about to say this knowing that there are examples to the contrary. I was going to say it's only a problem when you appropriate and like a real culture, like if what you just said right there, somebody dressing up as a Native American in the most, well, to be more accurate, as a caricature of a Native American,
right.
With just like the feathery headbands, war paint all over your face, shirtless, and then just with the stuff
doing
like
a bunch
that,
of gibberish and saying,
yeah,
it's
doing
rain.
A bunch of, yeah.
Right.
That is, well, that's offensive, and it's cultural appropriation.
This is pretty offensive.
It's inaccurate cultural appropriation. Yeah. You're not really appropriating a culture. You're just, like, borrowing a made-up thing.
Now, that is real fucking cultural appropriation. Now, let me tell you a little something about Twitter cultural appropriation.
What the hell is that?
Twitter Twitter cultural appropriation, man. That's when people don't fully grasp the definition of things, and so they just spit it out. Hey, you're a white person making tacos?
Fuck
cultural
you.
Appropriation.
Well, I like tacos.
I love tacos. Hey, do you enjoy Asian cuisine?
I do.
What?
No! I love it. Well, no, actually, you know, we didn't get potatoes from here. Like, there's
That's true.
Of, like, grains and fruits and vegetables that don't come from the United States. So, like, to cook a basic meal,
we're saying
you're culturally appropriating shit.
Yes, yes.
We're saying this, but I refuse to believe that it is this bad. I refuse to believe that it's this bad.
Twitter culture these days is so bad. It's all of these fucking headlines. Like, that's all it is. It's the hashtags. You know, I gotta make this quippy fucking thing to talk about real issues.
Quickly, I gotta make this situation about me so I can get more followers on Twitter.
That's the weird part.
Quip.
It's like it's somebody else defending somebody else's culture. If it's a white person defending another culture, it'd be like, I'm speaking for Native Americans and Asians and everybody else. Like, I don't know if you can do that as a white guy. You can't be offended for somebody else. All
right, now, that definitely happens, but also, what do you guys think when... All right, so the example of the... God, I can't remember what her name was, but it was a little girl. I think she like lived in California somewhere. She posted pictures of herself going to prom. But the issue was that the dress that she picked was, like it was kimono or something that a garment that most people associate with East Asian culture. Mm. And it was bright red and had all this stuff on it. So she posted it on Twitter and Instagram, and suddenly like a guy, a man who was of East Asian descent was just like, fuck you. Don't take my culture like that. You little white girl. That was a sin. That's not what he said verbatim, but that was the timbre of his comment that he made towards this girl. Hmm. I mean, like, my immediate reaction to this was just like, I mean, I was kind of ambivalent because, like, oh, man, all right, like, people are gonna feel however they're gonna feel about it, but at the same time, this child, she more than likely, like, 98% sure. She was just picking something that was going to, like, make her different from the rest of the girls in high school.
She's going to her prom.
She's going to her fucking prom.
She's not going to a costume party.
Mm-hmm.
That it clearly is clearly a situation where she respects that culture and enjoys it enough that she wants to don that garb, you know what I mean?
I think she just wants to look different, man. Which is, like, that's fine. Yeah. Like,
well,
I'm fine
I mean,
with
like,
you doing that.
But that's the thing, is that she saw that somewhere. And she was like, that's beautiful.
That's me. That's what I'm going to do. But also, I like how people were perfectly willing to give that little girl shit. But have you seen the shit that Steven Seagal wears?
Yeah.
And nobody says shit to that guy.
He's a triple black belt in jiu-jitsu Brazilian fight punching.
And the thing that makes it worse is, all right, this is a, like, I got this, well... This was brought to my attention from a joke that Tom Segura made. But basically, you know how Steven Seagal, he has had like some of his own shows. Like, he's had a couple of shows.
Yeah, and, yeah. He was a sheriff. And sheriff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And Tom Segura's joke, like, he was commenting on the way that Steven Seagal interacts with different people based on their race. So... If you're a black person, he'll just be like, oh, what's up, dog? You just come to me if you need something. Let me know.
Man, shit.
Man, shit.
You know,
you can get over here.
If you talk to him, he'd be like, I want to make him feel comfortable when I'm talking to different people. So I got to talk like them.
Right.
Exactly. Steven
Seagal is just a fucking weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
But he is a pro...
But
that's way beyond cultural,
like,
appropriation.
That's the thing, is like, he clearly, well, as far as like the weird Asian stuff that he wears, he clearly like respects that culture.
Because
I mean, he's
he does a lot of
martial arts. You know?
Well, like, so I have a thought. I have a lot of thoughts, but this one's relevant.
Keep it to yourself.
No, I'm on a radio podcast. I get to talk too. But I think there is a thing like the girl seeing a kimono and being like, I like how that looks, so I just want to wear it. Like, it'd be okay But there is the part where somebody borrowing something and then not knowing the history of it or what it means.
I was just like, thinking
about
that.
That's valid, you know, because you should respect where it comes from. Or maybe not. Don't like to say should. But it's better to know where it came from so people do have a basis to say you're just borrowing that without really recognizing the roots of it or what it's about or why it exists. Like, somebody can say something about it. I don't know if you can literally stop somebody from using a something in the public domain, even if it's from a specific origin. I mean, it's everybody's.
And then also, I mean, as long as we're talking about cultural appropriation, when people talk about cultural appropriation, like, there's this underlying kind of, there's this underlying thing to where they think that they have an idea of what culture is, but at the same time, like, there are people, like, with PhDs in social science who are just like, we did, like, there's a thousand different ways that you could define culture. And it's just really weird, and it's just really hard to just say what it is. Like, I know that I worded that terribly, but
no, I mean,
it's just difficult to say what it is.
Culture.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think that's just how that is, you know? It's hard to define culture a lot of the time, especially when sort of things get watered down so much through generations and generations, and you're sort of trying to hold on to these things, but also new things have entered it, you know?
And also, I think, okay, so a lot of what people understand to be culture kind of, well, ironically, stems from, I guess, these caricatures of, like, the way we view different groups of people. So let's just say, for example, black culture, and let's talk about, I don't know, blaxploitation films or something like that. If you had asked anybody, like, oh, what's black culture during, like, I don't know, the 60s or something, and Shaft and all this other, like, bullshit was going on.
Right, it's that brothers would be fighting crime in New York City.
That is what their interpretation of, like, what black culture is. And so, and it's the exact same thing, like, with almost anyone, with almost any other group that's been, has received any kind of recognition in media or film.
Yeah, it makes me think, like, does it matter if it's positive, even if it's how accurate it is? Because, like, talking about, I don't know, movies in the 70s and stuff like that, that makes me think of, like, Black Panther. Because, like, I don't know how, like, it was in Africa, but it's a made-up country, so I guess it's not based on anything. But it's still drawing on, like, Afro culture.
Culture?
That's
true. Funny you should mention that. So in addition to the little girl that was panned and called a racist for wearing her red dress to prom, there was also an even smaller, younger, like, little white girl who dressed up as Princess Shuri from Black Panther. She had, like, the whole costume and everything. She even had the face paint going on. And then the second that her picture of this white girl in Princess Shuri's costume hit Twitter, everybody was just like, fucking cultural appropriation again. It's just like, man, no, it's just, it's
what
just a little girl.
What face paint are you talking
about?
All right,
so it wasn't blackface.
Okay.
It wasn't blackface. She just did the same thing that they did in the movie, which she just had, like, little white dots on her face. She was just trying to mimic.
Yeah. Like, somebody that she saw a movie of and was like,
right,
oh my god, that's my favorite character.
Exactly. That's my favorite character, and that's what she was trying to do.
When you do cultural appropriation of a made-up thing, it's a movie. It's Disney. It's a movie made by a corporation that's Disney and Marvel. Like, it's not, you get mad at somebody for emulating a made-up thing, then who owns that culture? Like, everybody owns that culture if it's a public movie released by Disney and Marvel.
I am somewhat proud of myself. When someone brought that to my attention, I immediately sent them a picture of a black Harry Potter, of a black kid playing Harry Potter. And I was just like, are you as angry at this as you are at that? Because if so, all right, way to be consistent in your beliefs, but it's still fucking stupid.
You remember when all those white supremacists were so upset that Idris Elba was Heimdall?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I don't know. That's just funny to me.
It's just funny.
There's space Norsemen. It's not actually Norse mythology. It's a movie.
But
I mean, I guess you could say, it gets, well, this is going down kind of a meta pipeline. But I guess you could say in that situation where those white supremacists were angry that Idris Elba was playing Heimdall, they're getting mad because Disney itself appropriated Norse culture and made Thor into a comic book character, but they had to appropriate like the culture of Norse mythology and all that stuff.
Where were they 40, 50 years ago?
But anyway,
I think, by the way, white supremacists are always angry. They're just angry at something else.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Mostly like Catholics, Jews, and black people, you know?
Anyone who does not possess pure Aryan blood.
What is the percentage of non-pure Aryan blood that they tolerate? Because is anybody? No one's 100%, but then part of it is like, no, I am 100%.
I don't think.
Someone's like, you got a great, 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 great Irishman in your blood.
Is it even like
what amount of peckerwood are you?
It'd be interesting to find out how they do that. Like, is it just like some kind of white nationalist 23andMe service?
Ancestry.com. They have a mass subscription.
You are 0.5% sub-Saharan African.
Get the fuck out of here, you goddamn colored.
Jed, man. What the fuck, dude? I thought we were friends, man. You come over here, you're part black.
I suppose that is the irony of it, is that there's not actual purity because everybody comes from somebody. Right. At the end of the line, you're not a white dude at some point.
FYI, I just want everyone to know that I am a black person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. How's that headdress feel right now?
I just want to make that clear to all of the listeners, just in case they are wondering what the fuck they had just stepped into.
If you just started listening to the podcast... Which is very likely. We know the numbers.
Cultural appropriation.
So I don't know. Is that Michael Jackson?
It seems like this should be a fairly short conversation we'd have on this, because mostly, like, almost everyone kind of thinks in. With the exception to the most severe and most offensive cases, I don't know too many people who take the term cultural appropriation like that seriously.
I'm gonna throw down this example because I love basketball. I'm a big basketball fan. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you guys familiar with Jeremy Lin?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Asian basketball player. I think this happened a couple of years ago. You guys familiar with Kenyon Martin?
Yeah, I am. I know who. I know his name. Yeah. And I know his face.
No, he's a black basketball player. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Lin, a couple of years ago, had dreads.
Oh, I remember this.
And Kenyon Martin was like, man, you know, what are you doing, man? That's black culture, man. What are you appropriating this shit? Jeremy Lin came back at that man. He was like, hey, man, you know, I respect you a lot, man. You know, I think it's like great that people can come together and respect each other's cultures. I got dreads. You have Chinese characters tattooed on your arms.
I can tell you what it means. Yeah, everybody has those tattoos. It'd be like if you have the strip around your arm, like the it's a thing that The Rock has.
The tribal tattoos?
Yeah.
I don't even have a comment on those, mostly because I don't, like...
But so I think that is a good example, is because people get that shit and they don't know what it means.
That is true.
Like
that's 100% true.
There's nothing. I think you're allowed to do it,
but The Rock does it because he like isn't he?
Yeah, like, he's got some Hawaiian.
Okay, we're not too sure on this if you can't judge by the tone of our voices, but we think because I'm pretty sure that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is like Samoan.
Yeah, I think he's got Samoan, some Hawaiian. Case, yeah.
Okay.
No, but I don't think it's over. Like, you can't, well, you can do whatever you want to, but it's bad once you start dogpiling on somebody and just be like, it's the, it's when the racist turns into a big brand, like you're doing it to a girl in high school when she's going to prom, be like, you're forever a racist. Mm-hmm. because you didn't think about it and you just liked the way it looked and you wore it. Like, saying somebody has an animosity towards an entire group of people based on just something that they thought looked cool seems kind of dumb to assume.
But okay, so 2 points to make here. So I guess, like, the more I think about it, people only get mad when either one, they can, well, this is the first point. Probably people get mad when they perceive someone has appropriated their culture, but it isn't just that they appropriated their culture. It's just that they appropriated it and they're making like some kind of profit off of it. Like they're making some kind of return on taking someone else's culture. And to double down, well, just like kind of add an insult injury, like just in the case of black people specifically, we have the experience of someone taking something that is associated with black culture. I'm not going to say taking just black culture because no one knows what the fuck black culture is, not even black people. But anyway, it's just things that have been associated with black people and that becomes the culture. And then the same thing that other ethnic groups are profiting on are the same things that black people kind of like get ridiculed for. So like, here's an example. So Eminem is one of the greatest rappers of all time. But at the same time, you have dozens of others of really notable rappers. I'll let someone name one.
Who, like a white rapper?
No, a black rapper.
Oh, I mean, out right now, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, something like that. But the thing is, if when you associate a black person with rap, you automatically think like it has some of those like negative connotations that go to it. Like, I don't know. Thuggery or ghettos or some shit like that. But
I mean,
like
in a lot of rap, I know, like, you know, Lil Wayne, he's like pretty big on like repping his gang,
yeah,
Bloods.
But you can, it makes sense. Well, actually, I don't even know if this is true. But so did Eminem. I mean, he grew up
in
terms
Detroit.
Of like income level, though, like
shitty. He grew
yeah,
up
so
shitty.
He was poor growing up. So like, if part of rap is just people's honest like expression of their life experience living in poverty, then it makes sense that Eminem could do it too, because it's not like, it's not defined by color, it's defined by life experience in terms
right.
of
right.
what you're rapping about.
No, you're right, but the thing was, like, early in Eminem's career, he was getting a lot of shit because he was perceived as, oh, this white guy is making a ton of money off of something that was, it's supposed to be associated with black people, and then there are people who have been in like doing this longer than he has, and he's become more successful than it's kind of like the Elvis Presley rock and roll, like Elvis Presley,
yeah,
Chuck Berry situation right there.
And I think if you look at that, like, you can look at the difference between producers, because like Dr. Dre was the one that brought up Eminem a little bit, maybe not brought him up, but he was the
no
one,
he
like,
did, he totally did,
yeah. And then the other one was like, for Elvis it was Sam Wilson, and then Sam Wilson, who was in Memphis. There were black artists at Sun Records, but then Elvis came along, and then it was just Elvis, because Elvis is the one that could play black music and then get white people to listen to him.
On the topic of Dr. Dre and Eminem's relationship, this has nothing to do with cultural appropriation, but I do hate it when people give... Well, I don't think anyone has ever given Eminem shit for being produced by Dr. Dre, except for, like, one guy. But at the same time, when I hear that from people... And like, it just makes sense that if you were Eminem and it's like late 1990s, early 2000s, and you're a white person trying to break into the rap industry that is predominantly just like dominated by black people, then it makes sense that you would need somebody like 100% in your corner to just kind of build you up, like the reverse, like Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry kind of thing. Like, you would need someone like Dr. Dre to just like kind of support you and just like tell other people in the industry, like other producers, just like, hey, this guy's legit, just don't think of him as, you know, a white person who was trying to get into rap,
because he owns the culture, like the product that they're making, versus like a just, I don't know, just a white producer that's disconnected from the media or the genre that he's producing or the people that are producing it. It's like Dr. Dre is the actual, like, authentic artistic expression of it. So when he goes,
right,
like, yeah, this guy, because I know what I'm talking about, And I'm not just like giving them to you because I think I'm going to make millions of dollars. Although we probably did because he was like, oh, this shit dude knows, guy knows how to rap. So like, put him on.
The group he was in, you know, he's in the group that ushered in gangster rap, man, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like, if you ever listen to any NWA, there's like this like hard turn that they made.
Do you mean niggas with attitude?
We can't say that, but you can.
Familiar with
what that's what
the...
it means.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like
say it, Matt.
There's this,
say it.
There's this,
no.
There's this turn that they made that you like start. They start sounding like modern, you know. But like, you know, like in the first, you know, like straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. You know, it's still kind of like that bouncy, weird thing that, like, fucking, you know, the Furious Five were doing. I am rapping, and it is cool.
Said hip to the hop to the hippie.
And then, like, in their kind of later album, there's a, it's like sort of like a more laid back sort of flow that's just like, you know, like, you know, I don't know. It's sort of like, was, you know, sort of defined the sort of 90s sort of rap. And, like,
also,
got away from, like, that, like, weird 80s, like, LL Cool J.
Just in case everyone didn't know, Matt is our resident musician. He knows a shitload about music, in case you didn't know.
I know a couple things.
You know, yeah,
he
a couple
has several
things.
Microphones that you can hear right now.
Hi, I'm a microphone.
What's your name, microphone?
My name's Paul.
Yeah, we're not doing this. Back to cultural appropriation, guys.
Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Special guest microphone.
I hate both of you so much.
Yeah, you know, cultural... See, that's the thing. Is there is, I believe, a very stiff precedent for people to be upset about
people
appropriating culture. But I think that there's also that thing where people don't necessarily know exactly what that means, what cultural appropriation means. And so you get a lot of people who, like as I was talking about earlier, talk about like,
Native American.
That's a bad thing. That is a bad thing.
The Native American costume.
But like
on
when
Halloween.
You're talking about like food or something, like that's not really cultural appropriation. But people who don't know any better will say that it is.
Mm.
And some of those people got like fucking 17,000 followers on fucking Twitter, and they're like, holy shit, yeah, this person is an asshole. Because they're eating sushi.
It falls in the category of, I'm doing something in my own home.
I still
it
refuse
no
to believe that it's that
you.
Bad, though. I refuse to believe that people have fallen that
isn't
far.
Isn't that, I think that's what Lena Dunham did.
What? Dunham.
She went to this, like, I think she was, like, maybe playing at a, I have all the facts totally probably wrong, but I'm just gonna go off of my memory from whenever this happened 5 years ago.
It was on Mars.
She was at this college and they were serving sushi, and she like went to Twitter and was like, cultural appropriation.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I hope that's not real. I hope you got all the facts in that
I
wrong.
I probably did.
But
I
also, since
did.
You said the name Lena Dunham, you're probably not incorrect. Like, you probably got everything about that situation exactly correct.
You know, we'll get popular if all these people tweet at us, too. You heard that, Lena Dunham?
Hashtag something. I don't know.
Hashtag we eat sushi all day.
Hashtag quip.
Hashtag racist question mark. Racist?
Man, dude, I am such a racist. I hate the Boston Marathon.
Fuck you, Matt. That's a terrible... Oh, God. Oh, God.
It was an amazing joke.
It was
really terrible. That was the worst joke ever.
It's staying in. I'm going to just talk over everything so there's no pauses. Yeah, yeah. I at some point, does it matter if a bunch of people just say shit on the internet? Like, whatever they say on Twitter, do we need to have that affect how we behave?
Absolutely not. But man, there are so many people who are just, they would never research anything further, and they would just read that that quippy hashtag thing and just be like, oh yeah, you know what, that's true, let me retweet this.
I still go back to the fact that if it's somebody, if it's not your culture, and then you shout cultural appropriation of another culture, it, why? Like, and if you don't research it too, you can't act like you're an authority on it. Like, I think it's hard to say that somebody can say what everybody's supposed to do in your culture and that there's one rule everybody has to follow. But at the same time, there is levels of, like, people you should listen to, and then if you are far outside that culture, you do not even fall in the area of somebody that should be listened to. Like, why does your opinion matter what you think about something that has nothing to do with you?
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the more I think about it, man, like, the more I just have to say, in the context of America, do any of us, like, even really, well, I know some of us do, I shouldn't say do any of us. Would you say that the majority of Americans, like, have some strong sense of culture? I mean, because, like, when I'm talking about this right now with you guys, I'm taking the perspective of as just, like, a black American.
Right.
And for me, like, and this is just something that I've always talked about, like, within my family and with my cousins and stuff, and we just all kind of thought kind of the same thing, how black Americans ourselves, like, we don't really have any, like, real cultural ties. It's more just stuff that's been assigned to us, mostly because people have seen, I don't know, like, what gets popular, like, how black people fit inside pop culture, and that's what becomes black culture. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
right.
How if you're a black person, like, somebody might just assume that, oh yeah, like, rap is a part of your culture, but at the same time, like,
that's the thing.
Probably not. But
right?
Okay.
Do you have to claim it? And somebody goes like, "Yeah, black people in rap."
Cody, what
together.
Is your culture?
I don't really have one. It's just like the mono. I think that's the issue. Is that as a white person, I don't feel like I have a strong culture. So it's like if I want to signify something or have identity and be different, then I have to reach out for something else, which turns into like borrowing a kimono or a headdress or something, and they're just like, "You can't do that."
Now it does kind of seem like it does kind of seem like the only examples of this that we see are in reference to groups of people that do have like really strong cultural identities, or everyone thinks that they have a really strong cultural identity, like, I don't know, like Native Americans, and like the example that we were talking about with the Native American clothing and the headdresses and stuff like that, or when you're talking about East Asian cultures and they have the clothing styles and stuff like that. It just seems like we only get examples of cultural appropriation when it's talking about groups that have real strong cultural identities.
I guess that makes sense because there's more history and then time for people to like boil it down and then agree that this is a solid culture. It's also like going back to the kimono, it's the assumption that everybody in Japan wears a kimono all the time. Like, it's a modern country. Like, I don't know how often people do, but it's probably less than you'd imagine the stereotype. So if you're thinking, oh, a kimono, I'm gonna be Japanese, or it might not just be Japanese, I don't know, I'm not an expert, but if you wear it and making it assume that that's Asian culture, then that isn't necessarily accurate either. Like, if you go talk to an Asian person, they'd be like, no, we don't walk around wearing kimonos. Yeah. Sure, we eat Japanese, or
we're
sushi,
suit to
right?
Well, also, another example of just only finding instances of cultural appropriation when it comes to, when they're making reference to groups with very strong cultural identities. So, I was participating in a group that was a Facebook group that was primarily all African immigrants, predominantly like Nigerians, and it was mostly Nigerians in there. And so there was this one time someone pulled up this tweet. Well, it wasn't a tweet; it was just a photograph of this of a Nigerian man who married, they were all white, of this white woman who was wearing just like the typical, like the, I guess, the clothing that is associated with Nigerian culture, like kind of like the stuff that, I don't even know how to describe it, but if you go to Google and you type in Nigerian cultural clothing, it's what this woman was wearing. And so when the Nigerians in the group saw this, like, they just started giving this lady all kinds of shit, just like, what the fuck, this is racist, this is cultural appropriation, blah 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 blah.
That makes sense to me, because like what you're saying about feeling like if you have a culture or not, and an ancient, not ancient, but then people that have a longer history and more culture, I think part of it is shared experience makes it culture. So it's stuff that everybody like feels and understands. So it's like people that are in the United States and then their culture is maybe 250 years old, something like that. So we don't have a strong one, but at the same time, if it's shared experience, then you kind of, in terms of who owns the culture, then it's hard to say if you're thinking about recent history. Whatever race or identity, if it's a similar experience, then the race or identity doesn't matter. It's like the rapping with Eminem versus like Dr. Dre. Well, they had similar experiences, not the exact same experiences, but they're speaking to the same experience, so they have an understanding of culture. It's like it speaks to that culture because whatever the right color is, they have similar experiences.
I feel like the thing is that, I don't know, America seems like such a sort of...
If you say melting pot, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Shit.
that's what we cook our jambalaya in, is the melting pot.
Ooh, nice one, Cody. Nice. Hit it out of the park.
Melding vessel. No, it's just it's this sort of mishmash of all these different kinds of things, and I feel like everyone gets exposed to those sort of things. In sort of a similar way, I don't know, like rock and roll music or something. You know, it's just like you fucking like, you know, comes from America, you know what I mean? And so, you know, you hear fucking Chuck Berry or something and you're just like, oh yeah, fucking Chuck Berry, yeah. I don't fucking know, you know, like, you know what I mean? It's just it's rock and roll. It's not like, oh, that's black rock and roll.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, it's everybody can enjoy it equally. Like if you like rock and roll, it's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know, cause that's sort of where my mind goes. Like, you know, like I'm like rock and roll. Oh yeah, Chuck Berry. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. All I can think about is Lena Dunham looking at people, looking at white people eat sushi, and just be like furiously tapping away on her Twitter feed. Cultural appropriation. Yeah. Fucking white people.
I'm bitch.
Sorry.
I don't know. See, that's the sort of thing, and it seems, I feel like it's disingenuous coming from me because I'm just a white dude, and I'm just like, oh yeah.
And don't you forget it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, just like, there's probably nothing that anyone could say to me that I would be like, oh my god, I'm offended that you said that to me. And so it's pretty unfair for me to say, like, oh, yeah, I don't think it's wrong. But I don't know. I feel like.
But do you feel like I could appropriate your culture?
Go for it, man. Go for it.
But also, Matt, do you have a culture to appropriate?
I mean.
I like mayonnaise.
No, not really. But I mean, if you want to jump in here and start wearing weird ratty baseball tees, you can go for it, I guess.
Start wearing aged t-shirts, yeah. Naturally torn up jeans.
With my Spike Lee Jordans on. Hey, that's cultural appropriation, probably. My Mars Blackmon Jordans.
Okay, I think that, so, it is true, it's like, you don't want to speak for somebody else's experience that's not white, because you don't know, but at the same time, you can speak for other white people. They're the ones that are getting mad.
Oh yeah,
it's like should... there's levels. You're like, no, but you're wrong.
Yeah, they should absolutely shut
just,
the fuck up.
Yeah, just shut up. That's like a white people walking up being like, but what can we do to help? What can we possibly do? And then the response is, shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Shut up.
We don't need you right now. That's the point.
Like that, and so in white culture, I think there's white culture. That's the thing. That's a big part of. I think we talked about this in another episode. There's not white culture, so people have to sort of jump in to something. White culture is just.
You know,
weird
I know
to
what
say.
White culture is.
Weird,
steal
white,
another culture.
White pride is weird to say. I think that's yeah, the thing.
Super
so, like,
weird.
People
to
like
say.
Divide it up and they're like, "I'm proud to be Irish." There we go. That works. I'm proud to be German. Like, are you? Oh, you?
Oh, okay.
Were you were born in Germany? No.
Okay. I just can't
Your
really say
German. Him. No.
Grandparents.
Okay.
One of them.
One of them.
So let's just say something else. I don't want to say I'm proud to be white.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. You eat a lot of bratwurst? Not really.
Nope.
Sauerkraut? Drink beer? I'm a whiskey man. Okay. All right.
Wait. So
German pride.
Jameson? No, bourbon.
Okay. Well.
Now, since we've said the term, can't white people say I'm proud to be white? My knee-jerk reaction is just to be like, you know the fuck why.
Okay.
That's my knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
Following up with... I'm going to follow it up with this. All right, so it's just
you gross honky. You disgusting Peckerwood cracker.
It's just one of those nuanced things, man, that everyone knows the reason why it's more harmful for a white person to say, I am proud to be white, than it is for a black person to just be like, black power, I'm proud to be black. Mostly because, like, in the context of America, one of those groups was just, I don't know, what's a good word for kicked in the fucking face over and over again up until recently and was told that, hey, what you are, how you look, fucking terrible. It is the worst.
White, what is white people things for 200, Alex?
So, babe... It kills me. Well, it doesn't kill me. It's just like it's so funny when I hear or see. I'm gonna be honest. Not a whole lot of the white people I know say, "Why can't I say white power is great?" Because once again, my immediate response would be,
"You're a peckerwood."
You know, fucking right. And see, like, okay, using that word, like there are racist terms for white people, but at the same time, it goes back.
God, they're so funny. Yeah. They're so hilarious.
That is
man.
A good example.
See, here's the thing.
They're not
like,
offensive to anybody. They're just like, yeah.
And the fact that you guys are having funny. This reaction just kind of like proves what I was about. It's like that Louis C.K. joke where it's just like, I'm a white man. You can't even hurt my feelings with your words.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the... you can say you're proud of a specific thing, I think, is a difference. Because it's part of appropriation is what items are you appropriating? Are you, like, appropriating general, like, the idea of being Native American or being Asian? Or a specific thing? Like, I'm appropriating sushi because it's good and I like it. Or if you have a specific culture in terms of whiteness, like German culture, you go, I like bratwurst. I'm celebrating bratwurst because it's great. Like, if somebody says, I like bratwurst and I like German things or Polish things, like, that is the thing that we're like, that's not outright racist necessarily, but it's the not being specific is the problem.
Yeah. I was just thinking because we were mostly talking about like the like headdresses and like face paint for like Native Americans. But and see, like, I think that's bad. But if somebody's just like walking around with what's that shit called? It's like turquoise jewelry on.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I think that's fine.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah, that's probably fine.
I mean, I'm not going to physically run up to him and be like, you can't wear that.
You fuck. Take that turquoise bolo off.
No. Yeah, because those people are the worst.
I didn't even think about that. Turquoise jewelry.
I feel like people probably mostly buy that from Native Americans, though.
I think they just go to jewelry stores.
The only place that I've ever seen turquoise jewelry is in, like, Arizona and, like, New Mexico and stuff.
Damn, okay. But I'm pretty sure if you went to, like, I don't know, Jared's or any kind of jewelry store. Like, yeah. I don't spend much time in jewelry stores because I'm not balling like that.
I was casing a jewelry store the other day.
Can't say which one.
Yeah, I mean,
for
sorry,
obvious
yeah.
reasons.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't go into a lot of jewelry stores.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go into any jewelry stores, but when I have seen them like advertised like kind of turquoise, and not even jewelry stores. Just
the last jewelry store I went into, they were like, "No, sir, stop coming in here. We do not sell diamond butt plugs."
I think that's just like something. Well, I guess that diamond could be sponsors. An example of might be. I mean, I don't know anything about it, but
you
I'm
don't
just
have
gonna,
diamond cock rings.
I was gonna say I don't know anything about turquoise and its connection to the indigenous people of America. But what I do know is
indigenous
that
indigenous people of America coming over on the Bering Strait all the way through Alaska from Northern Asia.
That's the opening song on Matt's album that they're releasing.
Tour around the world with Matt.
But as I was saying, I don't know anything about turquoise and its connection to the indigenous people of America, but I am willing to like I'm willing to accept and look into the hypothesis that maybe somewhere along the line like a group of white people saw Native Americans and all this pretty turquoise jewelry and they were just like, I'm gonna make some fucking money off that, and started selling it in jewelry stores.
Possible.
I'm perfectly willing to believe that.
We don't really know. And that's the other part. Like, if you're appropriating your own culture because it's a good idea and you're selling it and you're profiting from your own culture, like,
oh, no, I said, just like the white man saw Native Americans in turquoise jewelry.
But we don't know, but maybe.
I said, we don't, you're right, we don't know.
But is it okay if it's the other way? Like, if it's somebody else that's not part of that culture that's using it, but it's benefiting the culture that had the idea or originated it.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just asking a question. Just asking questions here.
Mm. Wait, your question was...
Is that appropriate?
Is it appropriate if a culture benefits by selling off its own culture?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's they own it.
Right.
They have ownership of it. Oh, man.
I wanted to ask this question earlier when we were talking about Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
Chadwick Boseman. Isn't he from, like, South Carolina or something?
It's funny because he doesn't sound a goddamn thing like anyone from South Carolina in that movie. He puts on a very, very convincing African accent to the point where I didn't know that he was from South Carolina until I looked him up and saw it with my own eyes. And so I think the trail you're trying to lead us down, Matt, is that fucking cultural appropriation?
I just made me wonder.
It's a made up country. It's just like, it's a country somewhere in Africa.
All right, it's a made up country, but Africa's a very weird place. So we can, not a very weird place. Oh. Holy shit, what did I say? Oh my God. Africa is a very real place.
When you started saying that, I was like, he's going to say Africa is a very real place. And you said, I was like, where is he going with this, man? Where is he going with this?
Africa is a very real place. So we can assume that the fictitious country that is populated by the fictitious characters is influenced heavily by the people of that country. So, is Chadwick Boseman doing an African accent cultural appropriation?
I don't know.
Is Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead doing an American accent cultural appropriation?
It's a terrible accent, so it doesn't count.
Coral.
Coral. I'm going to take a day to say your name every time.
Carl. The honest thing is, I don't care. But I think that's sort of the whole thing about this. Is that it doesn't really matter.
I mean, like, we've been talking about this for a while, and I don't...
I think it might matter, but...
Where are we landing?
That's right. Shut
this?
Up, white person. I'm talking to both of us.
Where are we landing on this cultural appropriation thing, then?
On that idea? See, that, you know, I think the thing is maybe in, like, 25 years, somebody would be like, yeah, I don't know about that. But it's the same thing, and I think we've talked about this before, but, like, I.Y. Yuniyoshi from Breakfast at Tiffany's, played by Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That's just
horrible.
Racist.
Yeah.
That's super racist. It was probably okay in the United States. Until, like, the 90s, and people were like, wait, whoa. What the fuck is this? and I'm going to tell you that I read something, and this is so fucking hilarious to me. Okay, so I.Y. Yuniyoshi, like, clearly it's a Japanese name. This is what Mickey Rooney says about it. He says, I have people come up to me all the time, Chinese people. They're like, that's hilarious. And I'm just like, glee, dude.
He didn't know if they were Chinese.
But
from the Philippines.
So you have that. You have that sort of idea. And then, you know, years later, you have in the John Hughes movie, 16 Candles, you have Long Duck Dong.
Oh, I remember that character.
Played by a... played by Geddy Watanabe. He's from Utah. Japanese descent. But just like straight American.
He in the movie he like puts on the visage of a
he's an
very stereotype of a caricature of a Asian immigrant.
Yes. Yes.
And not even just an Asian immigrant, just like an Asian immigrant that like just got to America.
Right. And after everything he says, there's a gong sound.
Jesus.
So that's
fucking
on the
racist.
Part of the production. That is. But so, you know, and that was okay in the 80s, though. Mm. And then in the 2000s, people were like, ah.
To be fair, there were probably a lot of Asian people that were watching that at the time being like, that's not okay, but can't say anything.
All right. And I think that's the sort of, but that's what I'm talking about is like things that are okay right now may not be okay.
Mm.
So do you think in 20 years it's going to be like, how dare you ate all that sushi?
All right, so
pay us back for all that sushi you bought.
You made a really good point right there a few seconds ago.
Thank
when
you.
You were saying, shut up, Cody. Don't bring it down. Don't ruin the moment. But you did make a good point when you were saying all of the East Asian people in the audience who were looking at that movie at the time during the 80s, they probably were angry, but they were just like, that's not okay, but we really can't say anything now.
Where is the platform that I can, you know, voice my opinions?
Wait 20 years and you have Twitter. It's made specifically for that. But anyway, the point I was trying to make is, like, now we moved into a time where people are, since we progressed as a society and culturally, people are way more... I won't say like more sensitive to things like that, but they are way more, I guess, confident in speaking out about it and just talking about it. And then fast forward a little bit more to, I don't know, 2 years ago when some orange-faced goon became president who, you know, was supported by white supremacists, openly supported by white supremacists, and all of a sudden, like, these compounding factors are just like, all right, everybody who is on the opposite side is just like, if we see any shit that is wrong, we have to say something about it so that no one gets away with things like this. Because when, like, I hate turning things going back to Donald Trump, or at least, like, the situations that we find ourselves in now currently. I hate going back to always him, but dude, that was just like a fucking asteroid tossed into a puddle, and it's just like all the ripples from that point, from that little disturbance, can go back to that, or but at least can be like.
I mean, you could say it's an expression of something, because like if it's racism and then stuff that went under the radar that people didn't call out because they felt like the climate wasn't right for it, then like that was building up, and then Trump being elected was a lot of people that are just like, okay, if y'all are gonna call it out, then we're gonna respond. Because like you'd say that Trump was a response to Obama, because before Obama it was like, can we get a black president? And then there was, and then all of a sudden there was like more resistance on the racist side of things. And then, like, with that, and then people be like, all right, stuff can happen, and then they're out, and then they're more actually corrective and socially conscious verbally and in public.
Mm.
So then the other response is, like, the other side that goes, like, well, we're around, too. So it's, like, we can say it goes back to Trump, but it's not just Trump.
Oh, no, it's not just Trump. It's not just Trump. I was just saying that he is the... Who? He was the catalyst that ignited everything, all the other things that you mentioned.
Yeah.
When I voted for Trump, they only let me vote 9 or 10 times, and I was pretty upset about that.
Vote early and often. I kept putting on different disguises. I put on a mustache at first, and they knew it was me. I put on a trench coat, and then I sat in the trench coat, and I got my 14-year-old brother to stand on my shoulders and say that he was not me. None of them work.
All right, so end on the same question. Where are we in terms of our feelings on cultural appropriation at the end of this conversation?
I think that people who are informed and make good points about the dangers of, I mean, not really dangers, but the sort of, I don't know, we'll say, I don't know.
Tell us what's in your heart, man.
I don't know the right word for what I'm trying to say. They're being upset about, like, appropriating cultures. I think that's fine. I think that a lot of it comes from a respect for other cultures and an enjoyment of it. And I don't really see anything wrong with that if you want to, like, be a part of it. I mean, like, obviously, like, profiteering and stuff is bad. And I'm not talking about, like, I think if you're coming in there with pure intentions, then that's fine. I think if you're an asshole, then fuck you. I guess.
Yeah. I don't think anybody can really own ideas or concepts.
Have you not heard of Apple?
I mean, like, in our hearts.
Granny Smith or Fuji? No. Sometimes I don't like it when they're mealy.
Hashtag intellectual property laws.
But I think it does make sense. That you can, by not giving credit to an idea or like having people know where it's from, you can end up kind of washing over a lot of history that matters to people and stuff that's actually important to people's experiences, and that's a problem. But I don't think people own an idea or concept or a food or whatever, so people have a right to do whatever they want if it's not affecting somebody else's rights. Also, if it has nothing to do with you and it's not your culture, then it doesn't matter what you say.
Yes. Those people should definitely fuck off.
Yes.
Like, I only have a few thoughts and feelings on it. Okay, so it goes back to kind of what Matt was saying. It's just like the, I guess, the outrage that people get from, that people express when they are confronted with instances of cultural appropriation. And I understand that that comes from a good place. And when I say it comes from a good place, I think if most of the people who complain about cultural appropriation are, you know, like coming to the defense of that culture, and those people who are coming to defense are, I don't know, this definitely isn't true, but if they are predominantly white, or even if they're not predominantly white, and they're getting mad at specifically white people appropriating someone's culture, I think that stems from everybody kind of having this idea that back in the day, it was mostly white people taking these cultures and just being as savage as fuck, and not only profiting off of it, but also just like really making fun of the cultures that they were stealing from and degrading them. So I understand that part. And then I also understand the other, in addition to that, why people will still be outraged about it is because when someone does, I guess, participate in cultural appropriation, I mean, we never, like, we, the only person that knows their intentions is that person who is doing it. We on the outside, I mean, we can try and just believe that everybody always has the most purest intentions all the time, but at the end of the day, who's to say that that person didn't, you know, have something malicious and have some kind of malicious intent? And I know that's a shitty way to think. It's a really, really, really alarmist way to think.
I don't know. You don't know.
I mean, that's true that you don't know, but I think it comes down to the sort of situation that you're talking about. Like somebody who gets...
I can agree with that.
Somebody who gets, like, kanji on their arm or something. Mm. They're not like, oh yeah, I fucking hate Japanese people.
That is very true. So, I guess, I don't know. Case-by-case basis. I gotta take it on case-by-case basis.
Maybe they do hate Japanese people, but they're not getting that because of that.
Okay.
Two things could be true at the same time. No. It's a good rule in life.
I really hate them, but this looks fucking sick on my arm.
I got two of them.
So, yeah, case-by-case basis, that's a really unsatisfying answer for me, but case-by-case basis.
Are you saying the situation is complex enough you can't summarize it in, like, four sentences?
Let me bring Flip a coin, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Which also means that if it's that complicated, you probably should, and you can't do it in four sentences, you probably shouldn't be talking about it on Twitter.
Yeah, we tried it for an hour and a half and see where it got us.
Yeah. Hashtag cultural appropriation.
And you know why that means more? Is because I'm pretty sure that we are just as smart as the people who are commenting on this on Twitter. I will go a step further and say that we are, you know, I'm feeling myself right now. I'm feeling us. And
feeling
I'm
your Wheaties.
That we are probably a step above those people. Mostly, it doesn't have anything to do with intelligence. It's because we're actually interacting with each other face to face, talking about something, talking about the construct of cultural appropriation, where everyone, all those other people, might just be reacting to something or just doing it for the retweets.
Yeah.
We're better than those people, is what I'm trying to say.
Come and get your jambalaya. All kinds of cultures, and nothing gets appropriated except for the andouille sausage.
It's literally the worst metaphor to say that we're not appropriating stuff. It's just a stew with shit in it. From where? We don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
somewhere.
No.
It's from Popeyes.
It's a terrible jambalaya. What's in it? Chicken? It's just chicken.
I have a confession. I've never tasted jambalaya.
Oh.
The dish.
Oh, it's really good. Well, I guess we know what we're going to do after the show.
It's got some rice, maybe some beans, and there's some stuff in it. Tomatoes and spices and all kinds of stuff. Eat it with a spoon or a fork.
But where?
And that's the outro, guys. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
And thank you for listening to us, guys.
I'm Tom Sizemore.
Really? Oh, we gotta go. Don't get so close, Tom Sizemore.
Bye, everybody.